Third point, people must not be reduced to their religion or belief. When we encounter someone of another faith or a belief different from ours, we run the risk of focusing on divergences, obstacles, or cultural issues instead of considering what can unite us or bring us together in joint reflection or action. Prejudices may then confine our interlocutor to a generalization with a ready-made image of his or her religion. For people adhering to a religious belief, this belonging is only one of many facets of their identity. Elements such as profession, interests, social status, way of life, or political beliefs are part of identity. These can be factors of closeness or distance with our interlocutor. A human being cannot be reduced to one element or facet, but must be understood in its plurality. So this now talks less about the communities itself, but about the interaction between individual persons. And just to say that faith is one dimension of identity and not all. The next thing that's coming up, maybe I can just go on. Fourth, freedom of conscience and belief is a fundamental right. Members of a religious community may suffer individually or collectively attacks on their dignity or unequal treatment. This is the case, for example, when a person is insulted or systematically removed from employment or housing because of his or her religious affiliation and practice. But also when people are prohibited in the public space wearing religious or traditional symbols. And again, when a community is denied permission to construct a building for religious use. This contradicts the prohibition of discrimination and freedom of religion enshrined in our constitutions. The latter state that all individuals can live and practice their religion freely within the framework of the existing legal order.
Thank you so much. A question again. When you look at the gender justice implication of this statement, I don't know what you can say, because working with women, you realize that most of the times they don't have freedom of choice of religion because they follow who they marry. So when you look at this, I'm wondering really whether this has to be taken contextually depending on issues of gender, class, race, and other factors.
Yes, I think you're perfectly right, and I don't know how the different communities in the platform deal with intermarriage. I really don't know. As I mentioned yesterday, the celebration of the Baha'i, there was one man giving a testimony. He himself is Christian Orthodox, and his wife is Baha'i. And it was very clear, I mean, the witness was very good, because it was very clear that she will stay in the respective community where they come from. But he attends prayer services, Baha'i prayer services, to be present with her in that, and vice versa. So I think they for me modeled that you can kind of also keep your identity with that. But I think your observation is right, that in many traditions, the wife or future wife has to convert. That's a huge issue. Yeah.
I was just going to say, it reminds me of a couple of the stories of the past few years where young people were not shaking their teacher's hand in school because of the belief that this was not correct in their religious, or also in the issue of the full head covering as a, I don't know what you would call it, a societal issue of identification or something.
Yeah. I mean, the shaking of hands, that was an issue in the region of Basel, if I remember correctly. I don't know the details of it. I think one of the issues was that it was, at the beginning, not properly handled, so things kind of escalated, and then it became a huge public issue. But it is a problem. And the problem always is, also with the question of hijab or full covering, Is it targeted specifically against Muslims, or is there a general rule? And I think this is something that, Geneva and many other cities and countries are struggling with, because it seems like rules are being made in order to limit Muslims from practicing their faith. And this, of course, is an issue and a problem. But if you can, from a general rule, deduct some rules, how we want to live together in a society, then